the very first instance was she was a smoker. She said she wants to give up smoking. So I tried to encourage her. One, for her health, and two, smoking around children, I don't really agree with. So I was cooking Sunday dinner one Sunday, getting everything ready, and she was in the garden. And I went out to see if she was okay, and there she was smoking. She told me she'd given up, and I just said that, I thought you were giving up, you're okay. You're trying to show encouragement. And she held out her hand to hold mine, and without even blinking, she stubbed her cigarette out onto my wrist. As I tried to pull my hand away, she kept hold and just told me, "Don't try to control me." And I said I wasn't. So she went to sort her son out, and it was at that point I couldn't believe. I was in shock. I just went and grabbed a few things, got in my car, and started driving back up north. By the time I got back to my parents' house, she'd already phoned my parents and told them that I'd abused her, I was beating her up, and that I wasn't a very nice person.
People listening to this may initially think, Ed, you're a man, you should be able to stand up for yourself. This is such an extraordinary predicament to perhaps find yourself in, male domestic violence.
I think part of the problem is people don't understand that you'll do anything. If you've got a family, you'll do anything, you'll put up with anything. And I think that's part of the problem. I kept my mouth shut. I turned a blind eye. I just accepted my lot just to make sure the kids were all right. I just lived each day. I took what was coming my way. I even started believing everything was my fault. I started blaming myself.
Why do you think someone who's in an abusive relationship is going to take the next step of leaving or reporting it to the police after hearing your story?
Well, hopefully, if people want to read the story, they can take inspiration.
What's it called?
It's called The Unspoken Abuse.
By Edward Charles.
Yeah, hopefully they'll see signs if they're going through something similar. And again, all I can say is, don't do what I did. Open your mouth and talk to someone. Tell someone in authority. Don't live through it, because you've only got one life. Don't live through what I lived through.